USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former U.S. Secretary of State who's often at odds with the Trump administration's policies says he does agree this time that clearly Iran was behind the recent attacks on Saudi oil facilities.
I believe Iran, one way or the other, was behind the attack that took place.
And as many lawmakers are calling on President Trump to take some decisive action, maybe even military action, in the wake of those attacks, John Kerry says,
the president, I think, is actually correct to be evaluating sort of not being rushed into a corner to go to war.
Kerry spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, the Iranian foreign minister says he's not confident that war between the U.S. and Iran can be avoided. He says, though, Iran wouldn't be the one to start a war. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way health care should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
Planned Parenthood, a number of states, and health groups heading to court today, hoping to block a new Trump administration abortion rule issued by the Department of Health and Human Services. It took effect earlier this year and prevents federally funded family planning providers from referring women for abortions. Federal investigators say it could be some time before they determine the cause of a bus crash in Utah on Friday that left 4 Chinese tourists dead and over 24 other people on board the bus injured.
Our process is thorough but lengthy, and we expect to complete this investigation in about 12 to 24 months.
That's Pete Katowski of the NTSB. Witnesses say the driver apparently swerved and overcorrected, sending the bus rolling over into a guardrail. The British travel group Thomas Cook, founded back in 1841, has abruptly shut down after failing to get a financial aid package from lenders, stranding over 600,000 customers around the world. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Federal health officials are urging people to give up e-cigarettes and other vaping products until they have time to investigate the deadly, mysterious illness. John Clemens reports.
Some of the victims of the 530 confirmed or suspected cases told investigators they were using illicit THC products, one of the active ingredients in marijuana that produces a high. Dr. Ann Schuchat, principal deputy director of the CDC, reports 7 have died, while the number of cases is expected to increase.
530 confirmed and probable cases of lung injury associated with e-cigarette product use or vaping were reported to us by 38 states and one territory. Sadly, 7 deaths have been confirmed and reported to us from 6 states: California, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, and Oregon. And we do expect others.
I'm John Clemens.
The U.S. Postal Service has released 2 new postage stamps. They depict a dinosaur whose fossil was discovered on federal land in Montana. The Tyrannosaurus rex, which is known as the Nation of T-Rex, is now part of a 4-stamp design on a pane of 16 brand-new forever stamps. They show the dinosaur in growth stages from infancy to adulthood. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.